This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. One of Colorado's closer primary election races is now decided. Democrat Adam Frisch will challenge incumbent Republican Lauren Boebert in Colorado's 3rd congressional district this fall. CPR's Max Lubers reports.
Frisch is a former Aspen City Council member with a business background, and he describes himself as moderate in views, not in passion. Boebert won her own primary against State Senator Don Corum handily, beating him by around 30 points. The district leans strongly Republican, but come this November, Frisch says he hopes to pull in some unaffiliated and even Republican voters who are fed up with Boebert's rhetoric and conduct. I'm Max Lubers, CPR News.
It will be busy in downtown Denver this morning for a celebration for the Colorado Avalanche. CPR's Matt Bloom has more on how the festivities will affect getting around.
All of 17th Street is shutting down between Union Station and Broadway to make way for the team's parade, which kicks off at 10 a.m. The city's also closing down a section of Broadway near Civic Center Park. Parking will also be restricted, so the team suggests finding a spot away from the downtown core and walking to the festivities. Or you can take a bus or train. Most of the closures will last through noon on Thursday, but expect to see more pedestrians than usual through the evening. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A homeowners association in Highlands Ranch is suing Xcel Energy for wildfires in 2016 and 2020. The association says the utility's equipment set off 3 fires, which hurt property values and damaged the environment. The lawsuit accuses the company of refusing to share information from internal investigations with local fire officials. Xcel declined to comment. 6 months since the Marshall Fire in Boulder County, parts of the burn area look like construction sites.
And I think Louisville and Superior will be a great model nationally for how to rebuild faster than normal.
Residents who lost their homes are rebuilding in different ways, and we'll get an update on that recovery later in this hour. This is CPR News.